broadcasting live from the Gwinnett Studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth. It's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Business Radio X. This is Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, along with my co-host, Stephen Julian. And Stephen, as you know, I do the sports radio on the weekend in Atlanta, and I always joke about all the rain we seem to be having. And I've mentioned to my co-host on that show that I'm going to start building the ark any day now.
I think the Seahawks fan cursed us as they left because they lost, and we have Seattle weather for a week. Hey, Mike, can I do a quick non-business shout-out?
Absolutely.
My youngest son, Elijah, turned 7 years old today, so I wanted to wish him a happy birthday, and all he wanted for his birthday was a figure of The Rock. So there's a little microcosm into the dysfunction in my family.
The wrestler, because your kids are really into the wrestler.
Correct. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
All right. So. Make sure he listens to the show tonight as well.
He'll get a kick out of this.
Absolutely. We've got another great show lined up. Joining us today from Toshiba Business Solutions, Mike Fungowing and Mitch Townley. And later we'll talk with Melissa Kamick from Farmers Insurance. But first up, it's Mike and Mitch with Toshiba Business Solutions. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Gwinnett Business Radio this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Mike, Mitch, talk about Toshiba Business Solutions, your roles, what you guys do, and what your company does.
Well, thank you, Mike, for having us on the show. Yes, my name is Mike Fungowing. I'm with Toshiba Business Solutions, and I have been with the company for about 5 years now, and we're charged with going after our clientele that is looking to cut costs on managing their documents and printing. And we offer some cutting-edge technology and integrated office equipment and, scanning solutions. Because nowadays, with the economy that we've been having over the last couple of years, more people are looking to, they've cut as far as they can, and our task is to go in and help them do more with less. So that's sort of a little snapshot of what we do.
Mitch, your role with the company?
Thanks again for having us, Mike. I actually manage a sales team for Toshiba Business Solutions here in the marketplace. I have a team of about five to seven sales reps at any given time. I've, unfortunately had to put up with Mike for the past couple of years. So that's a job in and of itself. But
nice.
But I'm mainly as a support role for Mike. Also handle. Help them with trying to put together sales solutions for different types of customers, different types of applications for them, but mainly as a support role.
You've kind of both touched upon it about some of the things that your company does. What are maybe some of the things that your company specializes in, and what separates you from your competitors?
That's a good question. The three things that I think we do well, and like I mentioned, we are as a wholly owned subsidiary of Toshiba America, most people didn't know of Toshiba as, the company that offers flat screen TVs and laptops. But Toshiba Business Solutions is a wholly owned subsidiary of Toshiba America. And we manufacture and sell really the most advanced technology in integrated office equipment. So your multifunction devices, that's the first thing. The second thing is, most of our clients have existing printer fleets of laser printers, and one of the things that we do, and we've been actually doing that for over 10 years, is managing desktop printers and helping those companies. They're not going to get rid of those printers, but they want to utilize them or use them more cost effectively. So we can typically save them anywhere between 20% and 30%. Kind of case in point, yesterday I met with a client. He's got about 35 HP printers scattered throughout his office, and we did an analysis, and we're going to save him 22% month over month. And so those are real dollars that customers want to be able to utilize and control. And then the third thing is, nowadays it's not if you scan, but how you scan. And so, there's big initiatives with different clients that want to do paperless solutions and integrate some workflow applications. And so we've got the most advanced technology right now, and some really, really cutting-edge technology to help them migrate those those paper documents into electronic format so they can be scanned securely, accessed securely, and managed electronically that way. And kind of what sets us apart from other companies that offer similar things, there are lots of different companies that do bits and pieces of what we do, but the value add that we have is the fact that we've been doing it for so long, number one. Number two, we've got the expertise and the support staff to help our clients meet their objectives. And so whether it's a five-person office or a company with thousands of employees scattered across the country in multiple offices, companies can access a local number and get simple questions answered, you know, at a drop of a hat, as opposed to going up the chain and waiting months and months and months for something simple.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of a one-stop shop. Anything that has to deal with documents and controlling costs on printing, that's what we do.
One of the things you said that you specialize in, you use the phrase integrated office equipment. Unpack that for a little bit for me. I'll throw up my hand and say the third grade education level. It's a big phrase. Unpack the breadth of that. What can that entail for a company?
Okay. So, you know, the all-in-one multifunction devices, you know, copier, printer, scan, fax. Nowadays, in years past, from what I've been told, you know, Mitch has been in the industry for about 15 years. Obviously, I haven't been in that long, but they used to just be used as copy machines. They weren't connected to somebody's network, to somebody's computer. And nowadays, they're more used for printers and scanners. So things that you do, you know, if you're sitting at your computer and you need to print something out, you print it out and you use something because it's more cost effective to operate. It costs less than typically a laser printer. The cartridges are bare. And what I mean by integrated office equipment is we use them as a tool to get documents into and out of people's back-end applications. You know, there can be a whole host of software applications, and it's the information that you're trying to get into and out of those applications on the back end. So the multifunction devices act as a middle point. And so that's what we kind of mentioned. Hopefully I answered your question.
No, I was just going to say, as far as the integration piece, what we see, especially in one of the things, you know, and again, I have been in the industry for a while, so I've seen a lot of different changes. But now, really for the past, 4 years, and really you can kind of liken it back to almost like the iPhone. One of the great things about the iPhone is that it gives the opportunity for multiple software developers to develop applications that people use. And in our business, our devices, I mean, really, that's been the biggest leap forward for us, because Toshiba and other manufacturers have opened up their architecture and given software developers the ability to go out and develop applications, individual applications that actually, you know, can really enhance the capabilities of the device or offer some sort of integration with a current piece of software that they're currently using. So it's really the application piece that has really kind of expanded really the device itself.
So number one, we've come a long way from me with my mom who was a teacher walking down the hall and smelling the Ditto machine ink. So we've come a long way from that. But also you guys are very well positioned because you can kind of help all through that ladder and all through the different steps of all the different machines. You started, Mike, by saying that a lot of people think of Toshiba, think of computers and other things. So the fact is, you can help with that whole breadth of everything somebody has. On top of that, talk a little bit more about small business versus large business and how you can help each of those, because I'm sure it's a different solution for someone with five machines and someone who's got multiple offices. How do you guys help across that whole spectrum?
That's a great question. You know, we offer consultative, sales. You know, our task is such that we sit down with our client and ask them what their objectives are. Obviously, when you're dealing with one office that has, maybe three or four copy machines, it's going to be a different animal than somebody that has multiple locations across the country. And so we pull from the resources that we already have, and just it's all about communication and what the client wants and what their desired goals are. We're not going to shove one particular solution down their throat, because if we don't know we need to know all the pieces of the puzzle before we can offer specific solutions. So that's really where we kind of come to the table and just have a candid conversation. Depending on their budget, depending on their specific needs, we take each situation independent of itself.
I think in, I tell my sales team all the time, I mean, really, we're fortunate to be in an industry. It is a tough economy. It's tough as I've ever seen it, being in the business as long as I have. But we're fortunate to be in an industry that businesses still need what we have to operate their businesses. And in doing that, when we sit down, especially with a small business, especially even with a large company, everybody's wanting to do more with less. I mean, it's just what we have to deal with now. So when we talk about trying to look at ways to integrate with their current applications that are using, most of the time we're not really trying to sell. It used to be where we used to sell replacements. Really, we're trying to figure out how they can maximize what their current infrastructure already has in place. They already have capital invested in these applications. So we figure out a way to, hey, how can I make this piece? How can I make this device, not only increase the productivity within your office, but maximize your already your infrastructure you have in place to get the maximum potential out of it.
We've talked about the evolution of the industry, and you've mentioned the words consultation and things like that. In the old days, you'd only see the copier company when there was that jam that you could not fix or you needed some ink. But it's really evolved so much more now. I mean, you guys are professionals, you're coat and tie. I mean, it's just not like the old days. Talk about the evolution of that you do so much more, and also maybe the trends in the marketplace. Where do you see it going? Because it's not just the black and white ditto machine, as Steve brought up, but you mentioned a fully functional machine now. But talk about not just fixing the paper jams anymore. You do so much more than that. And where is the business going in the marketplace?
Yeah. So, I actually joke with some clients now every once in a while that the two things in your office that you you don't want to go down or break are the coffee machine and the coffee machine.
That's true. Remember the old jokes?
On a Monday.
When those deadlines would hit and when you really needed the copier, that's always when it would go down.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So nowadays, as I mentioned a little bit ago, the changes that we see in our industry, it used to just be used as a straight copy machine. But nowadays, it's the scanning applications. And I mentioned it a second ago, it's not if you scan, it's how you scan. And so our job as solutions consultants is just to sit with our clients and, really find out what their applications are and what their initiatives are. Because the integrated devices, they really are connected to their day-to-day activities. And so the trends in the marketplace that we're seeing now is, like Mitch said, companies have cut back and cut back and cut back as much as they can. The ones that have survived, they can't cut anymore. And so what we see now is that, companies need to be able to leverage what they currently have and make the most out of their investment. And so what we help them to do is to help them do more with less. And our devices, the advanced scanning solutions that we offer, go along with people's initiatives to go paperless, instead of having to run back down to the office to, get that piece of paper that's stuck in the filing cabinet somewhere in the back office. What if you could access that document on your iPhone or other mobile device, right? And it's secure, and only the ones that are supposed to have access to it can have access to it. What if, you could, if there's that expense report that you're trying to submit and get paid on that, what if you can take a quick picture of that receipt and it kicks off parses out the information on a document and kicks off a workflow into your accounting application, and it's just that electronic process that it does. You don't have to be in the office, but you require some kind of multifunction device or some kind of application to make that happen.
Oh my goodness! These machines are replacing people.
It's funny, yeah. Actually, that's a good point. It's probably going to replace us soon, as well.
I'm still smelling ditto ink. Yeah. But
really, what Mike was talking about, and you asked about trends in the marketplace, I have to keep telling you guys, I've been in this for a long time. makes me feel kind of old, but document management in and of itself is not a new concept. I mean, it's been around for a long time, and You know, I used to tell, you know, it used to be document management was a want. It really, you know, everybody would like to have it. It would, you want to have it, but it wouldn't as much of a need. I mean, but nowadays, I mean, would, you know, we communicate via PDF now. I mean, this is how we communicate. I mean, our customers, I mean, you know, one of the things we can look at as far as, you know, as far as this economy now, it's really kind of driven things back to a customer focused, you know, everybody wants to be able to respond to customers quickly, same as we do. I mean, and how do you do that? Well, you got to be able to access information quickly because, you know, all information is just is right there at the tip of our hands all the time. If we want to know about something, we Google it, boom, it's there. And so your customers, our customers, when we call, you know, when customers call and they want information, it's not, hey, let me call you back, let me go retrieve that file, let me call you back. No, they want it now. So that's that. When you look at trends and you look at the marketplace in general, you've got to be fast. I mean, people have got to be able to access information fast. You've got to be able to give them the ability to do that. And if you can't, then you're not keeping up. Then the company we're selling to can't keep up with their competition or their people industry. And we can't keep up with ours either. So you know, whereas the devices and the hardware and the hardware itself is important, it's more of a delivery device into the software piece.
So, Mitch, Mike, I'm going to do you a huge favor. If we could put every single business owner in Gwinnett County, large and small, in a room, well, we kind of do with this show. A lot of times when it comes to sales and when it comes to helping business owners, you have to show a need. You have to display a need for them. What do you guys see when it comes to document imaging, integrated product solutions? I think a lot of times people probably just teach it as or treat it as status quo. Ah, I'll worry about it later or whatever. If it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing. What would you guys say to uncover the needs? What would you guys say, hey, you need to be thinking about this when it comes to the areas that you guys help with?
Many companies have similar business challenges, and that is controlling the costs of managing their paper. It's a business expense. It's something that they almost have to have is some kind of multifunction device to operate their business. But the key to it all is there are a lot of different products out on the market, but the goal is to not just say, hey, you need this. It is, what is it that you would like to do? Just like what Mitch said, it's about focusing your attention on the customer themselves and what their industry demands that they need to keep up with. And if we can sit down with any business leaders, it's really, hey, which area within your business has, you know, do you experience any bottlenecks? Where are you trying to, you know, maximize your ROI? Those are more questions as opposed to saying, hey, you need this. Does that answer your question? Absolutely.
Yeah, and two, you know, one of the most unchecked cost in any business, or it can be unchecked, is the cost of printing, the cost of moving paper. Gartner Research did a study a couple years ago that said that even of some of the largest corporations in America, almost 10% of their annual revenues, not profit, but 10% of their annual revenues was attributed to printing cost. Wow. So if you as a business leader, and I don't matter if it's a small business or a large business, you really need to sit down, and it can be time consuming to do a print analysis, which is what we do and what we are and what we specialize at. But for your business, it's worth the time. It's worth the time to try to figure out exactly, okay, how much am I spending, and where and is that what I'm spending? Is there a way to make it more efficient? Is there a way to make it more cost effective? It's worth the time to do it. And again, you know, just I would say that. That's something that we do for free. We do that analysis for free. We don't. There's not a dime that we charge a customer. That's a discovery piece for the customer. And you know at that point they can take the information. If you want to use it, and we want to offer solutions to it. But sometimes people just want to know, how much does it cost for me to print that document? How much does it cost for me to transport that document? we can look at all that.
We're talking with Mike Fungowing and Mitch Townley with Toshiba Business Solutions. Stephen joked earlier about his third grade education. That's actually not true. He's Georgia Tech guy, so he actually is much more educated than that. I'm the one, though, on the other hand, with the third grade education. So I got a question that may sound like a dumb question, but who is your target customer? I'm thinking the answer would be anybody who has a copier. Is the answer that simple?
Yes and no. Our target customers, you know, although anybody that has a need of you know, control their costs on printing would be an opportunity for us to explore. But our sweet spot, though, is you know, any, you know, companies with an employee size of about 25 to 250 employees. It's typically where we find, you know, areas where we can really, you know, discover some cost-saving opportunities. But that doesn't mean that a company that has fewer employees that may be printing more and is more paper intensive. So it's on a case-by-case basis where we sit down with our clients and really try to help them uncover. And like what Mitch said, we offer some methodologies to help them do, you know, to analyze their costs to print and access their documents and, you know, their business process, analyze the business processes, their workflow applications, and seeing where, hey, where are the bottlenecks?
Actually, I'm gonna step in. I'm sorry, my sales manager had just kind of put on here, and I'm gonna
do it, Mitch.
I'm just gonna tell Mike and any business leader listening to this. Yes, everybody's a customer. we don't have. Absolutely anybody that has utilized in paper in their. Over the years, I've seen people in their houses use our products. I've seen, you know, people have successful businesses run out of their basements and have printing shops out of their, it is. And that's one of the great things about this industry. One of the great things. It's not like you go to college and you say, hey, listen, I'm going to sell copiers. It's not one of the things you kind of think about. But in the long run, you look at it and say, well, you know, I'm thankful that, hey, it is good to be in an industry that where people do need our products to operate businesses. We're part of the marketplace, it does get, it's a lot more competitive and, you know, there's, you know, but hey, you know, as long as you're able to work for a company like Toshiba and some of the things that Toshiba offers, not only just as the name Toshiba, but we offer the products, the software, the technical support, the technical expertise, and the on-site service in and of itself.
So the sales manager interrupted the sales guy. The co-host is going to interrupt the sales manager and say it's not just paper either. I've heard you guys say things like workflow. I've heard you guys say things like integration. Heard you guys talk about bottlenecks, improving the process. So there's a lot of different ways. And any business owner, large or small, you guys can help them. And one other thing, I was looking a little bit over your company, and it's also not just Toshiba. It looks like you guys have access to a lot of different tools that are available to help small business owners, correct? I mean, it's not just
correct.
Toshiba products.
Well, I mean, you know, Toshiba, you know, fortunately being Toshiba, we're able to foster relationships with other large manufacturers as well. And we are an elite partner with HP. We're an elite partner with Lexmark. Having those two companies this is not something that just happened overnight. This has been going on for 7 years, really with Lexmark longer than that. And, you know, utilizing their expertise, you know, in some of their desktop printing applications, some of their software applications. I mean, that's a very strong partnership. And we work closely. I mean, we manage almost 14,000 assets for SunTrust Bank. So, you know, it takes a lot of different arms to kind of get around that.
Mitch, you mentioned, of course, you've been in the business a while. Mike, not quite as long, but you mentioned in all your years in the business, you've never seen the marketplace as strong, as tough as it is right now, because people are cutting back. So that's a challenge for you to find new business. How do you go to marketplace? How do you find new business to grow Toshiba Business Solutions?
I mean, you know, we do. I mean, listen, prospecting, you know, is not just, you know, we have to be able to hit as many people as possible every day. And in doing that, you've got to use different, all kinds of forms of marketing. I mean, today's one aspect of that now. It used to be, I tell Mike, it used to be when I first got in the business, you'd go out and make 25 cold calls and you'd find 8 to 10 good opportunities just in a day, just in cold calls. you really, I mean, it's tough to do that now. I mean, so really, instead of hitting 25, I really need to hit, you know, I really need to be able to be touching 75 to 100 people every single day. And to do that, you've got to use different forms of email marketing, telemarketing, cold calls, appointments. I mean, all those, you have to use all those things to make it happen.
Mitch and Mike, I feel like we could just talk forever because, I mean, there's a lot of questions I have that we still have not gotten into, but we need to get on to Melissa, of course. But for folks that are listening and or want to find out more about your products, your services, how would they reach you? And you know, where's the best place to find out more information as well?
You can visit us on our website, www.tbsgeorgia.com. And it's T as in Toshiba, B as in business, S as in solutions, georgiaspelledout.com. Or they can reach me directly. My direct line is 678-638-2153. Or email me for any questions. And I am the guy with the funny last name. It's mfungawing@tbsgeorgia.com. That's mfungawing@tbsgeorgia.com.
If possible, I'd love to have you guys come back some other time. I'd love to talk about your background. I mean, you were a swimmer at UGA in the Olympics and so forth. I mean, just a great background, and we didn't really have even time to get into all that.
That's all right. Well, appreciate you having us, and thank you for the invitation.
Mike Fungawing and Mitch Townley with Toshiba Business Solutions. We appreciate your time so much. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio is Melissa Kamick with Farmers Insurance. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about Farmers Insurance and what you do there.
All right. Farmers Insurance, we have been around since 1928. It's been in the past recent years that we've actually extended east of the Mississippi. So you're starting to hear all the farmers' commercials. I'm sure we can all sing the jingle, can we not?
We've seen the commercials.
Come on, Mike. Sing the jingle. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Melissa.
So, yes, we are definitely saturating the marketplace. I am an agency owner. If you look at my business card, our agency point, our kind of central hub, is in Alpharetta. I am here because I'm supporting Gwinnett. I intend to open my brick and mortar probably somewhere in Suwannee or Buford. I haven't made the decision yet.
I got a great place for your office, Office Suites Plus.
Well done,
we can
Mike.
Be neighbors.
Great place.
Helping one of my sponsors.
I see.
We have information for you before you leave today.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Talk about the products and the services that Farmers Insurance offers.
Well, from when I was listening to Mike and Mitch, I understand everybody is wanting to save a buck, save money. And farmers, we understand that, but we also... We pride ourselves in writing quality insurance. We want to insure the total package. We insure autos, homes. We provide an umbrella insurance. We insure businesses, so we provide commercial insurance. We have affiliates and that we work with, and we insure motorcycles, boats. We offer very competitive rates. But again... we're not the insurance company to say, okay, to provide the cheapest insurance. We want to provide value and quality insurance.
I guess because you're in a very competitive field. So is that really maybe what sets you apart from your competitors?
Absolutely. My goal is to create lifelong relationships with my clients.
What's the mission for Farmers Insurance?
Well, for my agency, I want to listen to my customers, to my clients, listen to their needs, assess them, and provide them with many opportunities to properly insure them, not just to create some basic plan, but to listen to what they need and then provide solutions that will insure their assets.
So, Melissa, as you've been out there talking to clients and finding new clients, and you've been listening to people, what are you hearing about their insurance needs? What are you coming across that farmers, specifically your agency, can really go above and beyond what they might be hearing from other insurance agencies?
Customer service. If you notice, I give my cell phone number on my business card. I feel like I'm available 24/7. My staff is available 24/7. That is something that sets us apart. We truly care about our clients. Again, we are trying to create those lifelong relationships.
And when it comes to customer service and insurance, I think a lot of people don't don't know what they should expect, because maybe sometimes the history has been, I just get something in the mail and send a check, and isn't that what they're supposed to do? Isn't that customer service? What are some customer service things that people should be looking for and they can find with you?
Again, your agent should listen to you, listen to your needs, and not just say, oh, well, here's a standard package. Let's give you the cheapest insurance available, but take a look at your assets. Listen to you as your life changes. And again, that's why we try to create lifelong relationships. Because as your life changes, your insurance needs change. And I am here to help you with each and every transition.
We've had so many businesses come on the show over the last 2 months that we've been on the air now. And we just found out from Toshiba Business Solutions, it's every business is about relationships. It's about people and relationships. So obviously, if your clients are going to Farmers Insurance, or potential people are thinking about Farmers Insurance, they're going to have a relationship with you. So tell us all about you. How'd you get into the business? How long have you been doing this? We want to know about Melissa Kamek.
All right. I'm somewhat new to the insurance industry. I came from an education background, which I feel like enables me to be an exceptional insurance agent, because I do have to listen to my clients. Again, identify the problem or potential problem, assess it, and create solutions. I taught school, kindergarten through eighth grade, for many, many, many years. So I want to give my own personal shout out to all my teachers that I used to teach with, and my own son at Lanier Middle. So a personal shout out there. So when you mentioned, Stephen, about the Ditto machine, when I taught in Dallas, Texas, I actually used one.
Nice.
When you brought up Ditto machine, it's like, I haven't heard that word in like 20 years.
I still can remember the smell. And obviously, Melissa, that means you started teaching when you were 9 years old. So that's very impressive. But I was going to say, going back to being the son of a teacher, I think you clearly can bring a little bit more of a teaching aspect to the, and a little bit more of a relational aspect. You're used to that.
Absolutely. Again, I do not just want to say, well, here's your standard package. Here you go. Enjoy. Again, I want to create that relationship, that lifelong relationship, by listening and educating my clients about their insurance, so that if there is an issue, if they do have a claim, they feel competent that their agent will take care of them.
And I think insurance is one of the industries, especially in the last couple of years, I think education is dramatically needed. A lot of people don't understand what they have, why they have it, why they were sold it. Just quickly again, Melissa, go over the different types of insurance you can help people with. You kind of ran through a list, but
okay.
And I guess maybe the other way to ask the question is there any specific insurances that you're coming across more often than not that are kind of hot button that everybody wants to talk about that you can help them with?
Well, I think what is hot right now is our umbrella insurance. I don't know if you're aware of umbrella insurance, but for example, if you think of an umbrella that we need today, mine is at the office, of course. An umbrella insurance covers you. Unfortunately, we are in a society where people are sue happy, quick to sue someone in an accident. Take a look at the commercials. They're out there all the time. So, we want to address each client's insurance, their assets. And so a person would have their car insurance or auto insurance. A person would have their home insurance. An umbrella insurance would cover if there was a significant claim and it's your fault, that person goes to sue you and you've gone beyond your auto insurance, that umbrella would cover you. It's interesting, in Georgia, according to 2009, most settlements were close to $400,000. If you were sued during that litigation process, judgments were awarded about $400,000, and 13% were $1 million or more. So again, that's kind of a hot button umbrella insurance.
Melissa, I'm intrigued that you were an educator in your previous life, and now you've made the transition into the insurance company. Talk about that transition. What took you out of the educational field, brought you to Farmers Insurance? And then the second part of my question is, what do you enjoy most about what you do?
Okay. I made the decision to leave education. I think education is a wonderful field. I've been very blessed to be able to have careers based around my son. So my son is older, and I love the business world. In high school, I worked three jobs, worked my way through college. I love the business world. So once he was older, I decided to go ahead and hit the business world again. Insurance, I cannot say when I left education, I thought, oh, I'm going to sell insurance. But it fits. I tested well for it. I was being recruited heavily by most insurance companies. And I really considered many insurance companies. Actually, two, but I'm not going to say them.
They're lost.
Absolutely.
However, the difference with Farmers, my recruiter at Farmers, and again, here's a shout out to Megan Witzel. She was so confident and so patient throughout this process because I am super analytical. I had to think about this, think about the whole process. It just felt right. Farmers is about the community. We work closely with March of Dimes. At Farmers, it's not just a company. We are a family. And as soon as you walk into the agency point, you feel that. You feel that warmth and love. And people are here to support you. For example, the person who came in to support his colleague during this interview. Again, this is Farmers. We help each other. We support one another. It was just a natural fit. So I don't look back. I'm excited. I'm thrilled. I'm ready to roll. I'm committed to Farmers.
I'm not sure if we've had a guest that's had a bigger smile when she talks about what she does in her company. I love that.
Absolutely. It comes across very clearly. You've talked a lot about service. I'm assuming also there's got to be value there in price. What's the value add when it comes to price with Farmers compared to their competitors?
Well, again, we are pretty new in Georgia. We are very competitive. Our prices are competitive. As a matter of fact, if you would like a free quote, you can give me a call anytime. I will give you my cell phone number, which is 404-805-3049.
She's good.
That was good. I realized I was throwing a softball out there, but she knocked it out of the park. Well done.
Also, I'm on Facebook. If you go to the Kamek Agency, I'm also on LinkedIn under Melissa Kamek. So again, we are very competitive, but more importantly, we want to provide you value and look at your total insurance needs.
You mentioned March of Dimes. I like the fact that the company is very involved in the community. Are there other organizations and things that Farmers Insurance does within the community?
Well, again, we're very new in Georgia. We are open.
So we can throw some ideas at you right now.
Absolutely. Well, just so you know, this weekend I will be at the bridal shower in Cherokee County. The following weekend we will be at the motorcycle show. We are very present in the community. We want our presence to be known. We are an established company. We're backed by Zurich. So we are here to stay. We're here to grow. We're here to help our clients. I believe each agency owner has his or her own ambitions on how he or she will serve the community. I definitely have some organizations that I'm passionate about, whether it's the American Lung Association or something with cancer. That's certainly something that's affected my own life personally. So again, each agency owner has some flexibility.
Well, and Mike, I'm going to give Melissa her own shout out because before she came on this show, I actually met Melissa at Swanee Business Alliance, organization I'm a part of. I know she's also talked about visiting the chamber, so she's very involved out there.
I am. I'm getting out there, and I met Mike at the chamber event and just invited myself here. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. For folks that want to find out more about Farmers Insurance and talk to you about what you do, what's the best way to reach you?
Again, my cell phone number is 404-805-3049. My business number is 770-810-6252. And I'm on Facebook under the Kamek Agency. I'm on LinkedIn under Melissa Kamek.
And I mentioned it when I talked to Mitch and Mike about Toshiba Business Solutions. How do they go to market and how do they find new business? And Mitch mentioned a lot of cold calls, a lot of networking like you do. Is that how you go to market and you are able to grow the Farmers Insurance business here in the marketplace? Is a lot of the networking things you do as well?
Yes, just like you guys, I'm just out there. I feel like I'm banging on doors. I'm getting my name out there. I feel like I'm making myself known everywhere throughout Gwinnett County, whether it's through networking events, I'm on, I have my website, Three Farmers. It's just anything and everything, cold calling, following up, asking for referrals. So again, if you want a quote, and if you know someone, again, this is a lifelong insurance relationship.
One last time, Melissa, the contact information for you.
Again, it's Melissa Kamek. My cell phone number is 404-805-3049. I'm on Facebook under the Kamek Agency. I'm on LinkedIn under Melissa Kamek. Also, my personal website through Farmers is farmers.com/mkamek, and that would be C-A-M-M-A-C-K.
You beat me to the punch. I was about to spell your last name so folks would know that.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, Melissa, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Our thanks to Melissa Kamek with Farmers Insurance, as well Mike Fungoing and Mitch Townley with Toshiba Business Solutions. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio airs brand new live shows every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 o'clock, and that our program can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station. And, of course, you can listen to any of our programs anytime, 24/7, by logging on to businessradiox.com. For Stephen Julian,
I'm going to go make some dittos.
Thank you. I'm Mike Salmon, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.